still talking hoops. The next round in Salt Lake City is about to tip off. Gonzaga and Kansas.
Ooh, I'm excited for that one.
This Kansas team that was in shambles won a freaking tournament game, and BYU could not advance.
Why, oh, why must the basketball gods hate BYU?
Did that graphic that was displayed on social media and at the end of that game just not cut you to the core? Most first-round exits of any team, BYU.
It just happens way too often, man. And it's, again, it's not just a Mark Pope deal. It's not a Dave Rose deal, Steve Cleveland. It's every BYU coach. They all, since Danny Ainge left, since 1981, since they went coast to coast on Notre Dame and he flips it over Woolridge. Like, it's always been the same deal. They get to this stage.
And they don't look anything like they have.
What was that team in January or in February? Like, that team that everyone loved. Why did you guys show up? I don't get it, man.
I do think in this particular team, though, it did kind of feel like this coaching staff got the most out of the team.
100%.
This wasn't a case of where you were at full strength and you just laid an egg. Like, you got great performances from Spencer Johnson and Jackson Robinson. Ali Khalifa, unfortunately, due to injury and fasting, was ineffective.
And Mark Pope, credit to him for having a vision, executing it, and putting his program, despite a limited roster, and getting them a 6 seed. They should have been a 5, but to put them in a position where they're in the dance. Before the season, you take that.
Yep.
I just think it all changed because you got wins at Kansas. You took down Iowa State. You took down Baylor. You almost took
you
down Iowa State.
You finished fifth in the league. You would expect to win one game in the tournament.
And you get a 6 seed, and you're playing an 11 that's viewed as the worst 11 in the last decade of the Big Dance. And you got to win. You got to win that spot. And that's where that's what's discouraging. It wasn't Michigan State. It wasn't UCLA that you're facing. It was Duquesne, who was in a pressure cooker where they might not get to that spot in 50 years. Look, it's better to be the team that's got the distinction of being in the most NCAA tournaments without being in the Final Four. At least you're getting there. But you got to win now. You got to break through and get that win. And, you know, that's the challenge in front of Mark Pope in this program. But I do think next year, Matt, the personnel will be better. You bring back Noah Waterman, most likely. He acknowledged to me in the post-game locker room that he did get his waiver. He wants to be back. Jackson Robinson hinted at it. You add Colin Chandler. You add Isaac Davis, who can go to the front court.
And you add, most importantly, Dawson Baker back from injury.
You do. And hopefully that foot heals. You add a 7-foot walk-on and Adam Stewart. He's a 7-footer, though. You see what you got in him? He's a PWO, but you see what you got?
Yep.
There's going to be some retooling. And BYU is going to dip into that portal. They're going to get a guy or two. It's not going to be 7-8 guys like in years past, but you get one or two impact guys, a big and a
long
guy who can fill it up and score.
You don't need any guards. You're set at guard. You need a long athletic wing that could maybe defend and lock down and another 7-footer as an insurance policy, and off we go. And I like that group a lot. All right, let's take a break. News, traffic, and weather coming your way. Top 5 on the other side.